Welcome back. Please, have a seat. First, I want to thank you for your willingness to trust me and to invest the time and energy necessary to rehabilitate your sex life and reinvigorate your marriage. I know these sessions haven't always been easy, and you and your wife have had to work through some of the difficult issues, but I believe you've reached a very good place. As you know, your wife and I had a solo session last week where we talked about how your marriage has evolved over the years, how her feelings towards you have evolved, and what she needs to make your cuckold fantasy a reality. The good news is that your wife is willing to incorporate cuckolding into your marriage. Like you, she believes that it can be the solution to the sexual issues that have plagued your relationship. She does have several conditions, though, and you'll have to meet each of them if you want your wife to make you a cuckold. The purpose of today's session is for me to go through each of your wife's conditions with you. She was very clear that she won't cuckold you unless you're willing to do as she requires. So, this isn't about negotiating for what you want. It's simply a matter of hearing her conditions, taking them in, and accepting them in the emotionally safe, secure environment of my office. So, are you ready? You will be responsible for finding a new man for your wife. You will conduct your search online, and you will make it perfectly clear to each potential lover that your wife is looking for a new man because you are incapable of giving her what she needs, sexually speaking. You will make it clear that you have a small dick, and that you come far too quickly for her liking, and that you will ensure that her new man has a far more impressive cock and is actually capable of lasting for more than a few minutes. So, once you've found a new man for your wife, you will go to the lingerie store, walk up to the most attractive sales girl, and you will tell her that you're a small-dicked cuckold that can't make his wife come if his life depends on it. You'll tell her that your wife has found a new man to take your place, and that you'd like something sexy for her to wear for that new man. Your wife was very clear that it's important that you actually interact with a sales girl and that you admit to your own inferiority before purchasing the lingerie that she'll wear for another man. When your wife and her new man indulge in their desire for each other, you will be dressed in a pair of her used panties. This is the only article of clothing you will be allowed to wear. Your wife wants to make sure that you understand that you are no longer the man of the house. She wants you to embrace your place as her cuckold, and a pair of used panties is a fitting outfit for a cuckold. She also wants to be perfectly clear to her new man that you are no threat to him. You're simply there to do as you're told, and to ensure that they both have the most pleasurable experience possible. Now, while your wife and her new man fool around, you will crawl between her legs and worship her pussy. You will do so because it is a cuckold's place to prepare his wife for a superior man. You will also receive any and all verbal humiliation your wife and her bull wish to deliver, and you will do so without complaint. You are, after all, a man who desperately wants to watch someone else satisfy his wife, and as such you are deserving of verbal humiliation. You will offer your mouth to your wife's new man. You will be required to suck his cock until he's ready to fuck your wife. You will suck his balls. You will rim his ass if he so desires it. You will offer yourself as a sex toy to the superior man that has replaced you in the bedroom, and you will do so without complaint. You will do so because You are a cuckold. Very good. Excellent. You will place his cock in your wife's pussy when they are ready to have sex. You will watch from your knees, and you will not, under any circumstance, masturbate unless you've been given express permission to do so. Your wife will have total control over your orgasms. You will offer your mouth and hands for pleasure during sex. If your wife's new man wants you to clean her juices from his cock, you will do so without hesitation. If she wants you to lick her clit while a superior man is fucking her, you will do so. You will do as you're told because you are no longer the man of the house. You are a... Yes, that's it. A cuckold. You will always, always clean up afterwards. You will suck his cock first, and then you will be gentle and thorough and make sure there's no trace of his cum or your wife's pussy juices on his shaft, balls, thighs, or pubic hair. And then you will clean his cum from your wife's pussy. You will consume every drop like a cuckold should. You will use your tongue and fingers to retrieve his cum from her pussy, and you will swallow every last drop dutifully. When you're finished, you will thank your wife and her new man for letting you clean up the beautiful mess that resulted from their pursuit of the kind of pleasure you can't provide her. If your wife wants to go again, you will suck her new man's cock until he's hard, and then you will place him inside her and do it all over again. Those are your wife's conditions for cuckolding you. She was firm on each and every one of them, and after 6 months of working with both of you, I think she's being quite fair. You aren't the kind of man who can satisfy her, and not the way she really needs. I think that much is obvious. I am also quite certain that you're thoroughly aroused right now, which I assume means you're on board with your wife's plans to cuckold you. Is that right? Good. Next week, we'll do another solo session where we'll discuss your many shortcomings as a man and how to cope with the feelings you're going to have when your wife has sex with someone who can actually satisfy her. You would also be wise to discuss some of the ways that you can ensure that your wife keeps you around once she finds a man that can give her everything that she hasn't been getting so far. Great. I'll see you then.